From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Indonesian Labor Ministry extended assistance of varying forms of the commemoration of International Labor Day 2021 at the Center for Job Training Development in Bekasi, West Java Province. Minister Ida Fauzia stated after handing over assistance to workers on Saturday. As reported by Antara, the aid comprised 18,000 packages of basic food for workers and 85 packages of assistance for business facilities in the independent labor programs for laid-off workers, and provision of the COVID-19 vaccine to 800 workers. Minister Fauzia affirmed that the assistance was extended as a morale-boosting step for health workers to stay enthusiastic and continue to extend help and care for people infected with COVID-19. Confederation of Indonesian Workers Union, or KSPI, President Said Iqbal echoed demands, including calls to revoke the job creation law, especially regarding the manpower cluster, at a rally to commemorate Labor Day or May Day 2021 on Saturday. The workers perceived the new regulation as being disadvantaged since they could be outsourced for life or indefinitely. Iqbal stated that contract employees will continue to be recurring contract workers. Furthermore, the workers' wages are low owing to the removal of the district and city sectoral minimum wages, and so the district and city minimum wages are generally set by governors. Hence, Iqbal said the workers had demanded that UMSK be reinforced. The Chinese Navy, or People Liberation Army Navy, PLA Navy, will help evacuate the submarine KRI Nanggala 402, which experienced an accident while carrying out an SUT torpedoes firing exercise in northern Bali waters. The official statements from the Indonesian Navy Information Service in Jakarta on Saturday said that the Chinese Navy assistance to Indonesia began with the offer from the Chinese ambassador to Indonesia to Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto regarding Chinese humanitarian assistance in handling KRI Nanggala 402 in the form of salvage ship. The Indonesian government welcomed this offer of humanitarian assistance. The ships that were deployed by the Chinese government were three salvage vessels to help lift the KRI Nanggala 402 ship, which was on the seabed. Let's move on to the international news. India recorded more than 400,000 new COVID-19 cases for the first time on Saturday as it battles on a devastating second wave, and the country's massive new vaccination drive was hampered in some areas by a shortage of the shots. Authorities reported 401,993 new cases in the previous 24 hours after 10 consecutive days of more than 300,000 daily cases. The surge in infection has overwhelmed hospitals, morgues, and crematoriums and left families scrambling to scarce medicines and oxygen. And while India is the world's biggest producer of COVID-19 vaccine, shortage of these shots in some states hindered the opening of vaccination for all adults. Thousands of Colombians took the streets on Saturday for International Workers' Day marches and protests against the government's tax reform proposals in a fourth day of demonstration that have resulted in at least four deaths. This was said by Cali Mayor Jorge Iván Ospina on his social media. He also asked the Attorney General's office to determine who fired the bullets responsible for the deaths. Human Rights Watch said it had received reports of possible police abuse in Cali, and local human rights groups allege up to 14 deaths have occurred. The National Police said it has respected human rights and followed established protocols. Top U.S. pandemic advisor Anthony Fauci said in comments published on Saturday that India should go into lockdown for several weeks to arrest the current devastating surge in COVID-19 cases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government has resisted imposing a national lockdown after a nationwide shutdown a year ago caused widespread human suffering and a painful economic hit. India recorded more than 400,000 new cases on Saturday and added more than 7 million infections in April, overwhelming its healthcare system in many places. Many states have imposed heavy restrictions on activity, particularly in the western state of Maharashtra and the capital New Delhi, where hospitals are at the breaking point. The hard-hit capital extended its shutdowns for another week. Jordan detected 3 cases of the Indian COVID-19 variant in people who had not traveled. The health minister Firas Al-Hawari said that the 2 cases were recorded in Amman and 1 in Zarqa in people who did not travel, which confirms that the emergence of mutated cases does not necessarily have to come from outside, but rather as a result of a specific reproduction. Jordan recorded a Saturday 704 cases of COVID-19 with 35 deaths, bringing the total cases detected in the kingdom to 712,077 with 8,871 deaths, according to the health ministry. That was the news. President Joko Widodo on Wednesday, April 28, inaugurated 2 ministers of the Advanced Indonesia Cabinet for the remaining term of office for the 2019-2024 period. The president also appointed a head of non-ministerial government agency. The inauguration with strict health protocols was held at the State Palace, Jakarta. The ministers who were inaugurated were Bahlil Lahadalia as Minister of Investment and Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, and Nadiem Makarim as Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. President Joko Widodo also appointed Laksana Trihandoko as Head of the National Research and Innovation Agency. After being inaugurated, Investment Minister Bahlil Lahadalia said investment was an entry point for job creation.
Penciptaan lapangan pekerjaan adalah satu tugas yang paling berat.
Job creation is a tough task because we know that the consumption of our national economic growth is 60% consumption and 30% from the investment sector. This is an important role because of the 16 million people we have to prepare for jobs. I think investing is an entry point to do that. Meanwhile, Nadiem Anwar Makarim, who was appointed as Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, said the merger of the Ministry of Education and Culture with the Ministry of Research and Technology was an opportunity for universities to coordinate with the central government.
Jadi ini merupakan suatu hal yang juga mungkin akan,
this is something that might be good news for the university because now from the perspective of research and education transformation, it is within the same ministry so that it is easier for the chancellor to coordinate with the central government. Meanwhile, the head of the National Research and Innovation Agency, Laksana Trihandoko, explained the plan for the achievement of his institution in the future. According to him, the agency will consolidate as soon as possible in order to create a better research and innovation ecosystem so that it does not only act as a producer of research and innovation, but also as a driving force for those outside.
Kita tidak hanya menjadi penghasil riset dan inovasi dari BRIN.
We are not only producers of research and innovation, but are also able to become facilitators and enablers for people outside, including universities and industry, to develop their capacity and competence to carry out research and innovation so that they will support our country's economy in the long run. Today in history, we'll start from an event on May 2, 1889, when the birth of Ki Hajar Dewantara occurred. Raden Mas Suwardi Suryaningrat, or Ki Hajar Dewantara, was an activist for the Indonesian independence movement. He was a politician and a pioneer of education for Indonesian native during the Dutch colonial era. He is the founder of Perguruan Taman Siswa, an educational institution that provides opportunities for native to gain education rights like Priayi, or Javanese, Jarl Folk, and Dutch people. His birth date is commemorated in Indonesia as National Education Day. His name is immortalized as the name of one of Indonesia's warship. Ki Hajar Dewantara was confirmed as the second national hero by the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, on November 28, 1959. Moving on to May 2, 2008, when the cyclone Nargis occurred. Hurricane Nargis was a violent tropical storm that hit land in Myanmar on May 2, 2008, resulting in a catastrophic destruction and at least 20,000 people lives lost and more than 40,000 missing. It is estimated that the total number of victims reached 100,000. Nargis is the worst named storm on the North Indian Ocean plate and is also the second largest named hurricane in history after Typhoon Nina. Nargis is the 12th most severe storm in history. Well, in May 2, 2013, when the governor of DKI Jakarta, Joko Widodo, inaugurates the Jakarta Mass Transit Mega Project. Moda Raya Terpadu Jakarta is a fast rail transportation system in Jakarta. The development process for this mode of transportation began in 2013. The first line of the Jakarta MRT service was operated on March 24, 2019, making it the first integrated mode service to operate in Indonesia. The Jakarta MRT service is operated by PT MRT Jakarta, a Jakarta-owned regional company. The line that is currently operating is a 15.7-kilometer line that connects Lebak Bulus Station with the Hotel Indonesia's Roundabout Station.
To mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Janganlah menyerah.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The 2021 Youth and Sport Ministers or Menpora Cup Soccer events was successfully held by producing Persija Jakarta as the winner. In the atmosphere of the COVID-19 pandemic, the preseason competition, which began on March 21, 2021, was held with strict health protocol standards. All parties involved, from players, team officials, match equipment, media, police, to VVIP guests, carried out strict health protocols. Before the match starts, they had antigen test swab as part of the health protocols. Even when entering the match area, players and team officials were also checked for body temperature and had to wear masks. Holding a football competition during a pandemic is not an easy matter. The fanatisms of the supporters from each club is a challenge in itself, both for the match organizer and the security forces. In order to encourage supporters to keep watching from home, the organizers had carried out a campaign on social media. PT Liga Indonesia Baru, as the organizer, campaigned the hashtag Dukung Dari Rumah in every post on social media. Not only that, the hashtag was also displayed on the sidelines where the match was held. As a result, from the start of rolling until the final match, with the implementation of strict health protocols, no supporters came to the match area. In order to make football competition successful during the pandemic, the Minister of Youth and Sport, Zainuddin Al-Mali, often visited a number of stadiums where matches were held. The minister also repeatedly appealed to the team supporters to keep watching from home and not to watch together, which could bring in a crowd. For Minister Zainuddin Al-Mali, the success of the Menpora Cup cannot be separated from all parties involved, from the elements of players, spectators or supporters, the police, match equipment, to the All Indonesian Football Association itself. The Minister of Youth and Sport, Zainuddin Al-Mali, at the Solo Manahan Stadium, before the final leg 2 match began on Sunday, expressed his appreciation and gratitude to all those who support the success of the 2021 Menpora Cup. According to him, President Joko Widodo has given his appreciation too. The success of the 2021 Menpora Cup was also an important asset for reopening the League 1 and League 2 competition, which were stopped due to the pandemic. Because it has become a benchmark related to licensing for the free launch of League 1 and 2. For this reason, the ministry has intensely communicated with All Indonesian Football Association and PT Liga Indonesia Baru to welcome the rolling of the League 1 and League 2 competition.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
In the period before the COVID-19 pandemic, especially in the month of Ramadan, when Muslims all over the world, including Indonesia, must fast every day from dawn to sunset for one whole month, many people spend their time waiting to break their fast by looking for snacks. Although a variety of snacks are sold everywhere, in Jakarta, lontong isi or rice cake with fillings is still the favorite of many. Lontong isi or rice cake with fillings, which is sold on the side of the road, is often has different fillings, such as oncom or fermented peanut, meat, and vegetables. Usually, this rice cake is wrapped in banana leaf, shaped like a tube, with a length of between 7 cm to 10 cm. One packet of lontong isi is not too big, so it is suitable for breaking the fast before eating the main meal. Lontong isi is incomplete if it is not accompanied by peanut sauce as a dip. The peanut sauce consists of fried peanuts, chilies, sugar and salt, mashed together into a powder. Then add some warm water to make it thick. Making lontong isi or rice cake with fillings is not too complicated. You only need to prepare ingredients such as rice, water, coconut milk and salt, bay leaves, laos and lemongrass for seasoning. For the filling, you can add oncom, chicken or vegetables such as carrots and potatoes, chilies, onions and garlic. To make this rice cake, first wash the rice, put it in a pot along with water, coconut milk, salt, bay leaves, lemongrass, and laos. Then the rice is stirred until the water is reduced and cooked. The ingredients for the filling is also cooked separately. Then you have to prepare banana leaves to put the cooked rice. Flatten it, fill the middle with the stuffing, then wrap and steam the rice cake for about 60 minutes. After it's cooked, the lontong isi or rice cake with fillings is ready to be served. In this month of Ramadan, if you want to break your fast with lontong isi or rice cake with fillings, just come to Jakarta. You can find it in almost all corners of the city. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder today. I'm Nika Kusumati. Thank you for listening. You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
rasakan getaran yang kerap goyahkan rasa serasa ada sentuhan baru sinari hari-hariku pertama diriku pun tergoda kilaunya matamu runtuhkan angkunya dinding hati goyahkan batas sepiku
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Researchers around the world are continuing to make discovery efforts for the treatment of COVID-19. One of them is by utilizing natural or herbal ingredients, including using virgin coconut oil. Pulmonologist expert from the Faculty of Medicine, Public Health and Nursing, Gajah Mada University, who is also Dr. Saryito Hospital Head of the Airborne Disease Team, Dr. Ika Trisnawati, said that the pilot study of the virgin coconut oil or VCO as an adjuvant therapy for COVID-19 is currently taking place in 4 Yogyakarta's hospital. The use of VCO in COVID-19 therapy is motivated by the content of VCO, which is known to have good antiviral activity such as ascorbic acid and monolaurin. Dr. Ika Trisnawati explained in the COVID-19 clinical trial and management webinar held by the UGM Center for Herbal Medicine on Sunday that VCO containing lauric acid is converted into monolaurin monoglyceride, which has an antiviral effect by destroying the viral lipid membrane. As in soap, VCO works by damaging cell membranes in viruses so they become damaged and malfunctioning. In the pilot study at the 4 hospitals, Ika revealed significant results using VCO. According to her, VCO can reduce inflammatory markers in sufferers of COVID-19, so it is hoped that it can prevent the severity of the disease. Meanwhile, Riri Indriani of the Indonesian Food and Drug Administration said Indonesia has abundant natural material potential with more than 30,000 plant species. Data from the Research on Medicine and Jambu noted that of the existing plant species, more than 2,800 of them were medicinal plants spread across 405 ethnicities in 34 provinces. According to her, the potential of Indonesian natural ingredients provides a great opportunity to be used as herbal products, as well as standardized herbal medicine and phytopharmacy, including as an adjuvant therapy for COVID-19. Riri Indriani explained the Indonesian Food and Drug Administration has provided assistance to herbal research related to COVID-19. To date, there are 15 studies that used natural ingredients, and 2 of them have completed clinical trials aimed at anti-inflammatory, endurance, antipyretic, and anti-COVID-19. Bye.
chase the sun, we've both won. I'm done wasting on emotions. Heartstrings shot, I throw my ceiling. That means see you in the evenings. Wishes only got me sinking. Skin to skin's more like what I'm feeling. If you don't know what it's like, it's alright. Let me take the ride and we can ignite. I'll let you have your way till moonlight. Poolside, twilight, call me up to cloud nine. High, dive in your eyes, past your desire.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you a religious song by Nagita Slavina. Nagita Slavina is a talented actress who is popular in the acting and singing industry. In 2021, she released a new song with one of the finalists of the Next Influencer, Melati. The song entitled Arah Jalanmu, which was released on April 19th and has been published through Nagita Slavina's YouTube channel. The lyrics of the song tell about someone who asks God to be forgiven and asks for the right direction. Well, listener, here is Arah Jalanmu by Nagita Slavina and Melati.
Doa doa yang hati, meski banyak dosa yang telah aku lalui.
Keras hati dan kita ada arti, sungguh kini ku ingin segera kembali.
Kita manusia tempat dosa dan salah, diriku memohon untuk kau beri hidayah.
Kini ku melangkah denganmu pasrah, berikan ku arah ke jalan yang indah. Kepadamu lah sungguh aku pun berserah.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
Allah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.